No stir in the air, no stir in the sea. The ship was as still as she could be. Her sails from heaven received no motion, her keel was steady in the ocean. Without either sign or sound of their shock, the waves flowed over the Inchcape Rock. So little they rose, so little they fell, they did not move the Inchcape Bell. The good old abbot of Aberbrothok had placed that bell on the Inchcape Rock. On a buoy in the storm it floated and swung, and over the waves its warning rung. When the rock was hid by the surge's swell, the mariners heard the warning bell, and then they knew the perilous rock, and blessed the abbot of Aberbrothok. The sun in heaven was shining gay, all things were joyful on that day. The sea-birds screamed as they wheeled round, and there was joyance in their sound. The buoy of the Inchcape Bell was seen a darker speck on the ocean green. Sir Ralph the Rover walked his deck, and he fixed his eye on the darker speck. He felt the cheering power of spring. It made him whistle, it made him sing. His heart was mirthful to excess, but the rover's mirth was wickedness.